27 minutes away from 6 o'clock downtown here. On your Friday weekend upon us, Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning, Brian Stackpole. And on the G&M Family Market phone line, our friend Jesse Connolly from alongtheboards.com. It's got to be hockey season if Jesse's back with us. Jesse, how have you been?
Hey, doing well. It's our fifth season having me on here, and I'm excited to make my regular season debut with you.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy to have you back and talk about what's going on with the Bruins. And what's going on is, well, unpredictable, seemingly, from game to game, which Bruins team will show up.
Yeah, you certainly never know. We saw that loss to San Jose. That really kind of summed up all the Bruins' flaws. They came out, they had a good start, and then they got into penalty trouble, and it was their penalty kill that really undid things in the second period. They gave up three goals to San Jose. They fell behind. They couldn't catch back up. And then next thing you know, they're facing an equally tough Minnesota Wild team that was 10-4-3 coming into Thursday. They've been playing really well. Devin Dubnyk's been great for them. They've been hanging in there without Zach Parise, and they went on and had a nice win. They showed a lot of focus. They showed some grit, some energy, some life, and all of a sudden things suddenly look okay again.
Yeah, and last night we saw the Louis Erickson that Bruins fans thought they were getting originally.
Absolutely. I think there's been a ton of fan frustration, or at least there was in the first year and a half or so with Louis Erickson. He had some really bad luck off the bat coming over from Dallas with the concussions, and he was never right. And then we saw last year he started to develop some chemistry with Carl Soderberg, and eventually we kind of figured out that it wasn't Soderberg carrying Erickson, it was the other way around. He played really well in the second half, and so far, you know, this year he's been lights out. He had the hat trick last night. He's got 9 goals and 17 points in 18 games, and Claude Julien obviously loves players like Louis Erickson. He's a great two-way player, and he's been huge for them in the early going.
Now, you mentioned it on social media last night, so I feel we can bring it up. How much of that success last night was due to that mustache?
Yeah. Oh, man. Movember really brings out the best in people. And Louis Erickson has, I think, the ultimate porn stash of the Bruins and maybe team history. That's rivaling some Derek Sanderson territory right there. He looks like like I was saying last night, he looks like he should be rocking bell bottoms and a brown leather jacket.
One of the things that it seemed last night, for whatever reason, the team played with more confidence and maybe even a little bit of swagger last night.
Yeah, I think they probably got a pretty firm talking to behind the scenes on Wednesday morning / afternoon there after that San Jose game. That was bad. It's so easy to by default blame the coach, and Claude Julien is a guy that's taken a lot of heat over the last couple of years for the way this team has performed. But that was on the players, and I think at least I'm hoping Julien really ripped into them and told them that, you know, as cliche as it is, they have to start playing 60-minute games. We've seen too many stretches here where they play really well in the first period and things get away from them. They're a team that, for some reason, you know, they used to be able to handle adversity great. They'd be able to mount comebacks and, you know, take their lumps and come back and earn wins. But this past year and a half or so, it's been the exact opposite. And we saw, that Colorado game, they came out, they're up 2-0, and all of a sudden it's 2-2, and they didn't look like the same team again for the rest of the game. They couldn't do anything. They were entirely ineffective. They fell apart against the Sharks. But then, you know, last night, like you said, they had a bounce in their step. They were feisty. You saw Matt Bolesky, you know, getting into things with Brett Bulmer, kind of beat him up there. Brad Marchand was getting involved in the fisticuffs, and just it was nice to see that tenacity come back, and hopefully it carries over.
Jesse, with the Bees being on the lower end of the mediocre spectrum, do you think that they have to rise above the muck to keep Claude employed?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, you look at how important this stretch has been here with the 5-game homestand. I think after tomorrow's game against the Leafs, they've got 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7 on the road, so I think they've got to start piling up some wins here and doing so against some pretty good teams, because, you know, this first couple months here, as much as the Bruins want to say that they're being patient and they're letting the team grow and evolve and gel, they still, you know, Claude Julien's job is always on the line with the way things are here in Boston. There's a lot of pressure. So I think, I think they've got to beat the teams they're supposed to, but they also have to fare well against, the bigger powerhouses in the East and West from, you know, Minnesota and, you know, San Jose, teams that are coming here, and also, the Montreals and Tampas.
One of the issues last year, Jesse, often was a lack of on-ice leadership. Is anybody stepping up and taking on that role?
I think we've seen David Krejci let his game do the talking. He's worn an A for the last couple of seasons here, and you know, he's obviously a very quiet, subtle guy. He acts that way off the ice. He plays that way on the ice. I think he's been, like I said, he's been leading by example here with 22 points in 18 games. And I think Brad Marchand's kind of stepped up here into a leadership role. He's he talks after every game. He's very honest. He's very forthcoming. He's talked about, you know, including after that loss to San Jose, about, you know, there being too many passengers. The Bruins can't have that. That was what plagued them down the stretch last year, and things fell apart. And to have that carry over into this season is just unacceptable. So it's good to see guys like, you know, Marchand, you know, stepping up vocally and just calling guys out. And you've got to have that. Chris Kelly is a guy that they really rely on in the locker room. With him out, it's up to some younger guys to fill that void.
No doubt about it. Jesse Connolly, longtheboards.com. Jesse, great talking with you again. We look forward to catching up with you throughout this hockey season.
Thanks so much, Rich. Looking forward to it.
You got it. 22 minutes to go before 6 o'clock. It's